You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, I'm Big J. Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to The Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hey, it's Black Lou, and welcome to The Bonfire's Best of the Week. It was a rough day for Big J. Okerson. After two recent articles labeled him one of the new faces of alt-right comedy, The Bonfire host decided it was time to let the people who knew him best talk on his behalf. Listen in now as Jay's mom and mom call in to defend their sweet Jewish boy.
Behind every sensitive Jewish boy,
yes,
who has the media
sweet
coming
Jewish
down
boy.
On him, sweet Jewish boy, behind everyone is, of course, a Jewish mother and a Jewish grandmother, and mine, the Rosenberg ladies.
The Lady Rosenbergs.
We currently have right now on the phone. Mom, mommy, are you there?
I am there, my sweet boy.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thanks for calling in, Mommy. The people are saying such mean things about me on the internet, on the World Wide Web.
How dare they speak to my baby boy like that?
Mom, your precious cargo is being yelled at on the internet.
Well, there are a lot of ignorant people around, darling.
Thank you, Mom.
They don't even know you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you. I helped raise you, and you do not have an ignorant bone in that body of yours.
Thank you.
You would help anybody that needs help,
mm-hmm.
and no one knows that as well as your mom, because I certainly had a big help in helping raise you too while your mom was working.
No one knows me.
I know you very well.
You're here.
Mom, hang on a second. Dan wants to ask you a question.
I just want to say, Mom, hi, I'm Dan. I'm Jay's radio partner. Big fan of the work you've done. Love the man you helped made. I have a question. How can this media get it so wrong about a boy that I know to be such a lovely boy that enjoys stuff like West Side Story?
Because they're ignorant. They are ignorant. They don't know any better.
Exactly.
They ought to go and pray for forgiveness, all of them.
They should.
Right.
Especially on the day of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year.
That's right. Especially the
Shana Tova.
Shana Tova.
Right. Shana Tova.
Shame on them. They are the ignorant, stupid ones.
Exactly. And we all dip our challah bread into honey, signifying the sweet New Year.
And you don't want to get
Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
You don't want to get my mom's older now, but you don't want to get mom Rosenberg. You don't want to get mom Rosenberg upset because I saw my mom scrap once, and she's 1-0 in this kid's eyes.
Your heart is so big, you would help anybody.
He would.
Anyone. You always did. You always will. And they are nothing but a bunch of ignorant people that ought to go and ask for forgiveness
right.
for themselves.
Tell them how much I would help blacks if they needed it.
You would help anyone.
Anyone.
You wouldn't care what they look like if they had green or purple hair.
Jake, can I borrow a few bucks?
I helped raise you. I know you. No.
They're the
ignorant ones. They ought to ask for forgiveness for themselves.
Yeah, she's wound up.
Stupid and ignorant.
Yeah, they are. They are very stupid and ignorant. And
the same boy who walked around the house singing West Side Story songs.
That's right. And I know you. And I may be old, but I have a good mind.
You do.
I know my Jason.
What's the song I used to sing? What's the song I used to sing for people?
Mean bone in his big body, not a mean bone, not a prejudice. They're the prejudiced ones, those ignorant.
She's on brand.
My grandma's the best.
Even my mom got here.
I was a young performer. Tell them the song I would sing, Mom.
That's right.
What was the song that I would sing?
The baloney song.
That's right. My baloney has a first name.
That's right.
And sing this one with me real quick. Who makes the best meatballs in the whole wide world?
The whole wide world. Jason?
My mom
does.
Yay!
Mom does.
Oh, man, I love grandma classics. I like a good grandma classic song.
Yeah.
My grandma and I have the classic, because it's 2 weeks away.
People of all colors were always allowed in our home, just different water fountains.
That's right. All colors, all sizes, and all shapes.
They just had to use different sinks.
Now, Terry.
Everybody loved Jason.
Yeah, now,
Everyone loved you, even when you were little.
Exactly. Right. Now, Terry, didn't Jay used to do some modeling when you have like tuxedo modeling?
He certainly did.
Fashion show?
Mm-hmm. Runway.
And he was as cute as could be. And
a runway model.
A runway model. Right.
Mom.
When he was five.
Mom, right. This is Merkface. When did you first know that Jason was funny?
From the time he was little.
Aww.
He always had a good sense of humor.
Always.
And he always was the kindest, sweetest person. And he still is.
Does that sound like a monster to you, Seth Simons?
I still know. I helped raise him, too.
And then these bastards called me a Nazi.
They called you a Nazi and they called you a conservative.
How can I be a Nazi when I'm Jewish?
On a high holiday.
They ought to go and say prayers for themselves, because they're the ones that are the Nazis.
Yeah.
They don't even know what a Nazi is, probably. They're that ignorant.
That's right, Seth Simon, you ignorant Nazi.
Yeah. You're going after a nice Jewish boy that knows all the songs of West Side Story and loves to sing meatball songs for his mom.
They play fast and loose with that word.
Right.
Haven't our people been persecuted enough that we don't need this coming down right now?
You said it, honey. You said it, because you're smart, you're wise, and you're good through and
like a rabbi.
And they are the ones that ought to go to and pray for themselves.
They should.
It's a roundup. It's like Poland, 1940. Tell them what your brother did in World War II.
He fought.
He fought. Didn't he liberate? Didn't he go and liberate some family members in France?
Yes, he did.
Yep.
Yes, that's our background in Poland.
I didn't know your
background. Now they tell me I can't make black jokes. We've earned it here.
Also, can I just, quick side note real quick, didn't know you had Polish blood. That's going to change a lot of comments moving forward. I digress. I just want to say by tomorrow I will be making
Polish
jokes.
Wait, are we Polish Jews?
I'm going to start making Polish jokes at you a lot now. That being said, let's move forward.
They don't know the difference between what a joke is. They don't even know the difference.
Exactly. They're just coming after him saying they think that all of Jason's words are mean and not trying to make people laugh and smile. And that's all that Jason, he's such a sweet boy, he just wants to make people smile.
That's right. That's right.
Mom's on the rampage.
I'm performing. I'm taking my performance to the borscht belt. No more of this.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I know you from the time you were little.
Is this what the media wanted? A fired up mom? Because you got one.
While people were out there performing racism, acts of racism, I was doing puzzles in the basement and playing with my men.
I love my guys.
Exactly what you were doing. I should know. And your mom still has a good mind. I have a sharp mind. I may be old, but I know my children. And none of us ever had a prejudice bone. So how could you? How could you?
So many bones in this big body, and none of them prejudice.
None of them. Not a one.
Right.
That's right.
And there are an inordinate amount.
Shame on them.
I have more bones than normal.
Yeah.
They ought to go pray for themselves. They're so ignorant.
Well, I love you so much, Mom. Shana Tova.
Shana Tova.
Right. Shana Tova.
Right.
Terry.
Mom, I know what you're doing. Mom's sharpening a knife. She's ready to go after people.
Oh, I'd like to see them. They're so stupid.
Seeing your mom scrap?
I do remember that, Ma. The Philly came out of you that day.
Yeah, Terry, we know about that. You're 1-0.
Fuck yeah.
You're in the Hall of Fame.
I'll tell you this. Seth Simons, look out. You got two Jewish ladies cruising for your ass.
I know my children. And I know you like any, how ignorant, how stupid they are.
You think
they
you're so tough, Seth Simons? Come fight my mom and grandma.
Why don't you come get a piece, Modine style, 2-on-1.
2-on-1.
Now, I think my mom's 1-0.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
My mom's coming for blood.
Nobody's going to lie about my grandson.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to lie, because I know him since he's a baby, and he's He would help anyone. He wouldn't care what they look like or what color they were.
As long as they're from America.
Yeah. Got to put a limit on it somewhere.
That's right.
Yeah, as long as they're a man and from America.
And born before the year 2000.
No, Mom, I love you so much. And Mom, I love you so much. Thank you so much for calling the show and straightening this all out. Yes, please, play my Jewish music.
Thank you, ladies.
Shana Tova, shalom to you both. Shalom. I love you.
Mazel.
I'll see you all at my adult bar mitzvah.
That's right. Love you, baby.
Love you. On Tuesday's show, Matt Bronger was our guest and had a great conversation with the Bonfire hosts about their experiences on TV auditions and the toll they take on your self-esteem.
I've only auditioned for one like episodic thing. I guess I got ever as SVU once, and I wanted it so bad.
I love the cocaine. I love the cocaine.
Were you playing a rapist?
No, it was going to be like a shitty... you know, something they question. I was going to be a landlord in some building.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the guy they go with, it was like, they're always probably much better than I would have been.
Yeah.
Made him. But I said this before to you, auditioning for SVU was the craziest waiting room I've ever been in, because it's just guys were there kind of look like me.
Sure.
Coming in for the role of this landlord. And the girl who gets killed, I guess, who is like a... stripper of some sort or something in it.
So it's burly dudes and hot chicks?
Or gets raped or whatever. No, and it was just smoking hot chicks who come dressed for the part, and then they go in, and the door's right next to where we're all sitting, and you just hear them go, they go, hey, it's nice to meet you. We're calling in Cassie Johnson or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they walk in, and they go, ah, it's nice to meet you. He goes, nice to meet you too. He goes, okay, come in. And the door closes, and you're like, no, hey, get your hands off of me. Please, no, God, oh, no, oh, please, oh, no. And then the door back opened, and he goes, thank you. That was fantastic.
Goes, thank you guys so much.
Oh, my God, make sure,
thank you.
Make sure you say hi to Clarissa for me. I haven't seen her in forever. You know how they kind of know the casting agent sometimes?
Yeah.
They go, and they go, oh, my God, how is your dog? Do you have pictures?
I hope he gets better. I hope, so sorry.
Shut the door and go, you're raping me! You're raping me in my asshole!
No exaggeration.
And then they open the door anyway.
Well, it was an exaggeration. They did not say you're raping me in my asshole.
Well, they need to write better dialogue for those women.
I gotta say, when we can free up the language,
SVU the podcast, when that comes out, they'll be saying that.
Only on Audible.
SVU podcast. But that was such a bizarre... And they all come dressed like decked alley hookers or strippers to come get. It's so weird. I just should have been my clothes. Like, I pictured you would dress a lot like me, this guy.
Yeah. I picture he's a guy that has a lot of similar clean laundry.
I dress like a shitty landlord, I realized. So.
Yeah.
You should have been in a bathrobe.
I go, why break something that's not broken? You know what I mean?
You go, can you please address me as the landlord? I came dressed.
Yeah. I do miss kind of being in a room full of people like for some random commercial, and a guy comes dressed too exactly like the person, and then we all laugh at him. Like, those are kind of, like, I'm sorry, man, I can't. You dress just like a blackjack dealer. Where's that outfit from?
Dude, yeah, exactly, or a monocle.
Right,
someone wearing a monocle.
Where did you get that?
There's one where a guy walked in full OR scrubs. We were supposed to play like an orderly, and he came in OR scrubs, and you're like, "What are you doing, dude?"
That person. I mean, you want to really—that's the adult version of wanting to. You want to bully him. You want to hang him in a locker. Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly it.
When he comes all dorked out like
that, you go, "Oh, did you do your homework?"
I'm telling you, a guy walked in with full blackjack dealer regalia.
Like, well, it's a period piece,
and we just started laughing, and I'm like, "Man, I can't help but laugh."
You know,
you
know what you should have done? You should have gone like this right when he walks in. You should have gone
clap.
I'm out.
Up and down.
Yeah. And for that reason, I'm out.
And that's it.
He goes, "Thank you guys very much. I've been Matt.
This Change guy's dealers.
A, this Enjoy
guy's
Karen.
A, this guy's a fucking dork, and I'll see you guys later."
Scott the Pit Boss, want to cash me out?
He comes in and goes, well, this is a period piece vampire film. He goes, well, I don't have any ruffles and velvet suits at home.
Oh, cool that you have something from the Gilded Age.
One of the first times I went in for a commercial, I walked in, and there's this really attractive woman with a clipboard, and I was like, I'm here for the audition. She said, what's your name? And I was like, Matt Bronger. She goes, oh, yeah, let me look. You're here for the role of unattractive man.
Yeah.
That's literally, and it was just broke my heart, but then I just laugh my ass off, and then it became the best hour of my life watching every other guy walk in and get told that.
Told the same
and
thing?
And seeing the different reactions, yeah.
I've really, I said I won't go out for auditions anymore, that when you read them, it's like, slovenly but sweet.
Yeah.
It's always something like that. It goes, sweaty, gross, has tits, can't get laid, like, but a heart of gold.
Like if a fart had skin. You know, what is that? I don't know what that means. What do you mean if a fart had skin?
A forgotten ghost of a sack of shit, but nice.
Yeah.
If a turd had a soul.
Yeah, what does that
this
mean?
This guy.
I'm sorry, what does that mean? If a bloody dog dump had eyes, and you go, what's up?
And you go, yeah, I don't think I want to read for this. And then your manager goes like, well, they asked for you specifically.
Yeah. Oh, that kind of hurts even more.
Well, like, I think they had you in mind.
It's all of that we said. And at the end, you know, a big Jay Oakerson type.
Oh.
Like, that's at the end of all that shit. Fuck you guys.
How many stories do you know? I know Ben Bailey, like one or two people. Artie Lang, I think, just told us one on Legion of Skanks the other day about someone going and not getting a role that in the description says a type of them.
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
I know two people who've had to audition for to play themselves.
Crazy.
And then
I did for Crashing.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I was auditioning to play myself. And I mean, I got it, but what was more funny was the people who didn't. like Greer Barnes, I think, sort of plays Kurt, I think it was, or something like that.
Oh,
it was,
that's
it was like,
funny.
And someone is Joe DeRosa.
I love the cocaine. I love the cocaine.
Weird. Ever since I was going to audition for something, it was like taking my shirt. I told you the story 1,000 times. Being shirtless and painted green for a Halls commercial that never came out. And I just got sunburn in the giant S that was in my own skin color and being painted green. And shirtless all day outside, sweating, fat.
How good was that money, though?
Session fee. Ooh. Never aired.
Yeah, so I had one of those.
300-some bucks. And the guys, the actors that were on the thing also, were like, dude, you're about to have the best year of your life. And I'm like, why? He goes, this is like a campaign that keeps running. He goes, this might be a Super Bowl commercial for all we know. We have no idea. Like, it's a football themed thing, and you're getting goosed up. And he goes, dude, I did the one last year.
$48,000 by the end of the month. And you're like,
but it wasn't like that, but he was like, you're going to have a good year. These are actors who aren't making a lot of money. So he goes, I made 70 last year off of this commercial. Like 70, and which was like, if you tell me also on top of what I'm making, which is little to nothing, if I'm making $30,000 in comedy, maybe. And you're telling me 75, I'm going to $100,000. Yeah, it would have been huge, dude. And then it never aired, and I just got that sunburn.
Yeah.
Joe listed a Captain Morgan's commercial, and when he got it, we were all like, you're buying drinks for the next 5 years. And then it aired like during the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah. Just come out with what was the one you had?
It was a Progressive insurance ad or some one of the big ones, like Prudential or something. And I was on top of a crushed car on like crutches, dancing around with like a like bandages on my head. And it was what the fuck, the sports announcer? God damn,
Chris Berman,
the one with I'm blanking. He has white hair.
Pat Summerall.
Yes, I think
football announcer.
Yes.
Pat Summerall could be, for sure.
I think so.
John Madden or Pat Summerall?
Wasn't John Madden.
Pat Summerall.
But, and then I was like, okay, great. We got a celebrity and everything, but they focus grouped it, and it's like, he's injured and he's dancing. I don't like it. It makes me feel weird. And they just, I just got a letter in the mail that it'll never air. And I was like, I thought it was that. I was like, had a famous guy, you know, it was a campaign. They're going to run
cancel culture, man.
Everyone's getting canceled,
on
dude.
On a tiny level.
The woke people came out and they were like, nah.
Theo, I don't like his dancing like and injury.
I twisted my ankle once and I wouldn't dance.
No matter how
many times they asked.
I was never dancing.
It was my own wedding, so I would know.
Someone with bad ankles?
I was sad. I'm offended. When I hurt my ankle, I was sad.
I was not dancing.
And I did not see myself represented as a sad person.
I did not gloat on top of a broken car.
Hey, it's Black Lou again. On Wednesday's show, Dan Soder revealed that he might be reaching a turning point in life. Is the 36-year-old comic too old for wrestling t-shirts, or is he just young at heart?
I'm wearing a wrestling t-shirt today, but I'm starting to get to the point where I'm like, when can I wear wrestling shirts? At home? Well, I'm at home. Cleaning, you know what I mean? Because I think I'm starting to get to the stage where I can't wear them 4 out of 7 days. I'm 36.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
So
I'm starting to try to find the balance. I'm trying to bring in a lot less logoed shirts, but I still like those shirts. So what is the balance? Black Lou, what do you think? Your t-shirt game is unrivaled. You and Sal have the best t-shirt games that I know.
I won't have it anymore. The wife yelled at me. Yeah, she was like, "Oh, I guess I'll just marry the guy that wears novelty shirts all the time."
And you know what? That's
fuck
the
me,
that's
man.
A fucking that's a mean thing to say. Because she knows novelty makes you feel like you're fucking going to cool. Spencer's.
Yeah, like the skip intro.
It's clever. It's a clever fucking shirt. Right, skip intro. You even commented how great of a shirt it is.
Great shirt.
Great shirt. Thank you,
sir.
Jacob's loving this because Jacob's a logo-less guy. You're living a logo-less life, and you're just looking at us like. Assholes.
Jacob dresses like a Target mannequin.
Right? In your line of work.
You can wear whatever you want.
Lou, in your line of work, you can wear that. Black, you know, and white, Lou, you can wear Bonfire
shirts.
That's
kind of what I'm saying. You're supposed, also in entertainment, you're going to stay a little forever young.
But I'm saying, what's the adjustment?
Eventually pissed off. If your significant other is a civilian, just out there, not in the world of entertainment, they're going to age quicker than you, and they're going to get a little angry that you're not aging like that.
Age like me. Age exactly like
that is something
me.
That very much can happen to you.
What is...
Have you ever met a comic's wife, like an older comic's wife, who you think is like a fun, wacky... You've seen him still getting hammered maybe as an older guy, and then you meet their wife, and you're like, oh, dude, like this chick has no... It's like, I thought he was interested to meet his mother.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or... Or they're divorced and with someone significantly younger, and whatever.
Sick. I'm just like, you're just like looking at the future, and you're like, yeah, I know, I've seen that a lot. Like everything you just said is very honest because you're like, fuck.
If it makes you feel better, I had a moment today where I was walking to work and I kind of caught myself in a window and I was like, I've just been wearing tank tops, jeans, and hoodies for the last 20 years.
God
like
bless.
I thought by 34 I'd have like a whole style. Nope.
Yeah.
That was
part of the thing of dating the wealthy girl. Remember that? She would like dress me up. I remember I got dinner with you and I walked in and you're like, what are you wearing?
What the fuck is this?
I was like, I'm a nice boy now.
I wear shirts that are tucked in.
I enjoy crossword puzzles in the morning and missionary sex.
I am a man.
I am grown-up man. Grown-up man.
I think
sweaters are rational in the fall.
I do find it interesting. I pointed out in a lot of shows, man, somebody wearing like khakis on a Saturday and like a button-down shirt under a sweater. Like,
yo, what's crazy is
that was your thing to go out like on your... All right.
Well, but I mean, I wear jeans.
Like a Saturday. In my mind, you're like, it's your day off. Again, I don't correlate day off also with the day you have to jam out and like keep a woman happy with like taking her out and stuff like that. I don't see the world like that. So if it makes sense, Saturday, you're like, if I was off on a Saturday, I'd probably come to this show in sweatpants.
Well, you know what? I mean, we both are in entertainment. And so you could just, the people that you see live different lives. You had Isabella when you were young.
Mm-hmm.
You're a comic. Carla was going through law school, all that shit. I have friends that had kids now at the appropriate time and through the appropriate life. And it's weird watching them turn into adults, you know?
Yeah.
Like slowly you're like, oh, no, it's like the Marty McFly picture. Like they're fading and you're like, ah, fuck, what are you doing? And it's all when they start really compassionately talking about Lululemon pants.
Yeah.
You know? Have you heard that, Black Lou? They're like, no, I'm serious, man. These things are like comfortable and you could wear them on planes and they look like slacks. And you're like, I would feel like Jim Harbaugh on those things.
Well, Christine's history, it's probably got to be bizarre for that kind of thing too. So it was like, oh, the town bicycles now. Oh, she's like runs a
dude. How funny is that?
Like she's like she runs a youth hostel.
Dude, I knew some.
Like,
I knew
they're always like to become like great adults.
My friends have all become really great adults.
It's crazy when you watch these feral humans you were friends with.
And I'm like, no way.
And you watch me like I fucking drank a natural light before I went to the OBGYN because I have a cyst that bursted in my pussy. And now she's like, this is Connor. He's my little angel.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Remember when you blew that guy in Walmart?
Hello, everyone. I'm DJ Lou. And on this week's Lost Tapes, Dan helps Jay audition for Winnie the Pooh. Here's the clip.
Oh, dude, I'm kind of shitting. A bunch of campers tweeted at me. South Park's looking for a Winnie the Pooh imitator.
Really?
Yeah, for an episode coming up.
That's awesome.
My manager and agent were like, we already submitted you. I was like,
oh, really?
I was like, tell them I'll whack them off to get on that show.
What a hilarious thing to be looking for. How does Piglet sound? See if I could do it.
You really, truly remembered?
You're pretty good.
You really, truly do?
That's it, you little Piglet.
Ouch.
You're just a giant piece of ham.
No.
Have you ever?
Don't say that.
Look at it.
No.
Look, you're making you're making it grow, Piglet.
Ouch.
Did you know you could make it
you're
grow?
You're hurting me.
Oh, I'm just
I need an adult.
A silly old bear.
I need an adult.
You don't want to leave me with an erection, do you?
No.
That would be a rude thing to do.
I don't want any trouble.
Just touch it. You're making it grow.
All right, I'm touching it. Can look, I please leave look, now? Can I please leave
no,
now?
No. This is how I Louis C.K. you.
What do you want me to do?
Do you want
so
a career? Do you want a career?
Yes.
Watch me make honey.
Okay.
Watch me make honey. Okay. Watch me make it. Watch me. I'm going to pull up my shirt. Oh, I'm such a fucking naughty bear.
Can I leave soon?
No, you do this to me.
I'm sorry.
No, you do this to me. You make me feel like this.
Please.
I'm going to finish. Oh, scullabrump. Rump-a-dump. Silly old bear.
It's humiliating.
Think.
It's humiliating.
All right, let me clean up. Do you want an Uber?
Yes.
I think your Uber's downstairs. Please? It was a lot of fun hanging out.
Can I use a napkin? These tissues are falling apart.
Oh, my God. Look at you. You've got dandruff all over you.
That was a lot.
Whew, I'm a different person now.
So, I got the Bart.
Oh, we'll be in touch with your agent.
All right, well, let's hope that Jay and I can go out and
well, I just Park. I say bag that up and send it off.
I say fucking snip, cut, and send.
Send it to South Park.
Trey and Matt, your move.
Ball in your court.
Hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. East on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast. Yeah.